Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Samach Zayin. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We are on the top line of page 466. We were discussing last night about a person's wife contributing to the Erev on his behalf. And we discussed all the details about when she can do it, when she can't do it against his will. And now we move on the top line of 466, to discuss other household members, whether they are allowed to contribute to the Erev on behalf of the Baal Bayis or not. V'im'ein ha-baal v'ho'isha be'ir. If the husband and wife are out of town, so yucholim b'nei ha-bayis lo'orev shelo b'yidiyoso. So then the household members are allowed to contribute to the Erev without the Baal Bayis' knowledge. Im'ein ha-bayis pasuach el lo'chatzer echad. If the house is only open into one chatzer, so that's the chatzer he's going to aser, so then the Bnei Abayis is allowed to take without his knowledge and give towards the Erev. V'afilu im hoya pasuach l'shtei chatzeros. Even if this house was open to two chatzeros, im hu rogil lo'arev be'echon mehen ma'arven olav. If he normally contributes to one of the Erevim, so again, without his knowledge, they are allowed to take his food and contribute it to the Erev. Avolim eino rogil lo. But if he's not rogil in a chatzar, then they are not allowed to. So that's talking about the b'nei beiso. Aval b'nei ha-chatzar, but moving beyond, past his wife, past the b'nei bayis, the other members of the chatzar, ein yecholim lika pito mi beiso la'orev shelo midas echa mi b'nei ha-bayis. So other people from the chatzar are not allowed to go in and take bread from his house to contribute to the Eruv without the das of one of the household members. Afilu rogil imohem v'osr aleihem. Even if it's for a chatzar that he normally contributes to, and it would aser if he doesn't contribute, they still are not allowed to go in and take his bread. V'yesh omrim. And now we bring a whole other shita. There are those who say, De'ein ishto mareves elo shelo b'yidiyoso. This is arguing what we said yesterday in the beginning of Sif Aleph, that here we're saying, the Eish Omrim holds that his wife is not allowed to contribute to the Erev, unless it is shelo b'yidiyoso, without his knowledge. Avalim omer she'eno rotze la'arev yimoyim lo. We discussed yesterday in the first opinion that even if he's saying, I don't want to contribute, she can do it against his will. This shita holds that you can't go against his will, but all she could do is go without his knowledge. She doesn't know what he wants. He didn't discuss it. So then she's allowed to give. But if he says no, then she's not allowed to do it. V'im hu rogil la'arev yimohem. And continue on in the second shita. If he is rogil to contribute to the Erev of this chatzar, the achshav eino rotze, and now he's refusing to do it, he doesn't want to join. So this shita holds, b'nei chatzar nichnasim l'sof beiso, the members of the chatzar can enter his house, v'notlim imenu balkorcho, and they take bread from his house to contribute to the Erev against his will. This again argues on what we just saw before in the first opinion, that they are not allowed to do that. The second opinion says they can go right in and take it against his will. V'im eino rogil einam yichol mitol imenu balkorcho, but if he's not rogil to contribute to this Erev, so then they are not allowed to go in and take against his will. But if he's not rogil, where they can't force him and go into his house, but they can force him in Bezdin to contribute to their Erev, O Bezdin Yordin lo nechasav, or Bezdin can go down to his nechasim and take the bread. The Ramah then ends the sif and says, Mi she'eno rogil la'arev, one who doesn't normally contribute to an Erev, the Erev in b'nei ha-chatzar, and this time he decided to contribute to the Erev of the Chatzar. The Chozer me'iruvu, and then he changed his mind to back out of it. Tzarech lachzor v'liskos. If he then wants to rejoin, he has to go back and be mezakeh it again. Avalim rogil la'arev, but if he normally does contribute to the Erev, have the Erev b'al-korcho, then he can't back out. It's an Erev against his will. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll get clarity in the Mechaber and the Ramah. So we are beginning in Sivkot and Tess, second line on 466, Yecholim b'nei Abayis shelo b'yidiyoso. So we said over here, the Baal Abayis is away, his wife is away, the household members want to contribute to the Erev, they can do it shelo b'yidiyoso without his knowledge. V'im yodu mimenu shein rotza. But if they know that he doesn't want, afal pi shelo micho bam b'feirish. Even though he did not protest against it explicitly, ein yecholim la'ariv, if they know he doesn't want it, they're not allowed to contribute to the Erev. Again, this is even in a chatzar, where he's normally rogil or one chatzar. Sivkot anyud l'chatzar echad. So again, if the Baal Bais did not say no, so then they are allowed to take his food, the Bnei Beiso, and contribute it to the Erev, if the Bais is only open to one Chatzar. This is a chus hulo, because this is a chus for him. If they don't know otherwise, they assume they'll be happy with it, he won't be makbid, and they can take his food and contribute it. But if his house is open to two separate chatzeros, ein yecholim la'orev olav shelo b'idyaso, then they cannot contribute to the Erev without his knowledge. Ki einenu zechus lo vaday, because then it's not for sure zechus if you're going to contribute his bread to Erev A. Ki shema lo yachbos la'orev chatzer zo. Maybe he doesn't want to contribute and join together in Erev A. Ela imzo, rather in chatzer B, because it's open to two chatzeros. Im lo ki the mesayim mechaber, unless it's like the case of the mechaber ends off that he's rogil in that chatzer, so then you could assume he wants to go there. Sif katan yud aleph, if he's rogil la'orev in one of the two, then you can give without his knowledge towards that Erev. Of the mistoma gam atadaita lozeh, because you could assume that also now his mind is on contributing to that Erev, because that's what he normally does. Sivkotan yud beis. After we discussed the Bnei Beiso, the first shita then said, when it comes to the other members of the chatzer, they're not allowed to go in and take his bread without his knowledge, or without the knowledge of one of the Bnei Beis. Sivkotan yud beis, shalom midas echem ne abayis. So the members of the chatzar cannot go in and take bread without having the knowledge of one of the household members. The ihoya biyidiyosam, because if they had the knowledge of the household members, hoya mutter, it would be mutter for the bnei chatzar to come in and take. So long they didn't hear from the Baal Bais that he's not interested, the Bnei Chatzar would be allowed to go in with permission of the Bnei Bais, the same way that we said before, the Bnei Bais can contribute against his knowledge without him knowing. So the same way they can contribute, they can also give permission to the Bnei Chatzar to enter and get it. Look in the Bar Locha where he brought B'Shem Samachronim, Shaposkin the Bnei Achatzar Yochol Mikapito Shalobi Diyaso, that the Bnei Achatzar are allowed to go in and take his bread without his knowledge. Calls man Shein Yodim Shumocha Badaver, so long they don't know that he's protesting against it. The Afilu Shalobi Adias Bnei Beiso. So the Beralacha brings a sheet that says not only could it be without the knowledge of the Baal Bayis, with the knowledge of the Bnei Bayis, but the Bnei Achatzar can go in and take even without the knowledge of the Bnei Chatzar. That is the more lenient shita that the Be'er Halacha brings down in shita number one of the Mechaber. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Yud Gimel. This is moving on to the Yesh Omer of the Mechaber, that he started by saying that as opposed to what we saw yesterday, that the first opinion holds that a wife could do it against the will of the husband. Here we're saying in this second shita, she can't do it against his will, but she could do it without his knowledge. As the Mechaber said, "Ein ishto mareves ela shelo biyidiyoso," only without his knowledge. Avel omer she'enu rotze la'orev imayim lo. But if he says no, she can't do it. So that is more machmir than we saw yesterday. Sivkotun yud gimel avin omer she'enu rotze. He said, "I don't want." Afilu im ein habayis pasuach el lochatzer echad. Even if the house is only open to one chatzer, she'usar aleihem ayidei min yaso es ha'eruv, that he's going to ask for the carrying in the whole chatzer if he doesn't give. Still, she's not allowed to take it against his will. Sivkotan yudalid, la'orev yimohim lo, but against his will to do it is not allowed. Va'afilu im amar kein la'achar she'erva, even if he says so, meaning no way, I'm out. After she does the eruv, nizbatel eruv al-mafreya, her eruv is cancelled. So she's allowed to do it so long that she doesn't know what he wants. But if he said before, I don't want, she can't do it. If she did it and he says, I don't want afterwards, so then he's allowed to nullify it also, and it will be l'mafreya, no good. Sivkotan tesvav, then goes a continuation of the second shita of the Rambam. If he's rogil la'orev imohim, a person normally contributes to the Erev, and now he doesn't want to, the second opinion says, if Bnei Chatzar can go in and take it against his will. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'hu adinishto, if he's normally contributing and now he says no, not only can Bnei Chatzar go in, his wife can go in as well. Umari shayidei min yosu ha-se'eruv osur aleihem. It's dealing with the case that if he does not contribute, he will ask for the entire chatzar from carrying. That's when his wife can go in against his will if he normally contributes, and that's when the Bnei Chatzar can go in as well. Sivkotan tazayim. But even in a case where he's not rogil, so the bnei bayis, the bnei chotzer rather can't go in, but we said they can't force in the bezdim. Sivkotan tazayim aval kofin also the bezdim. Rotsalor means to say, afal pi shehein ba'atzman ein yucholim lasos dino ben ashayu. Even though they can't take matters into their own hands and go into his house and take bread and give it to the chotzer, but bezdin hoyu kofin also. Bezdin can force him, she'arev imoyim, that he contributes to the erev, kedei shelo yesra lehem, so he should not aser the entire chatzar from carrying. V'din zed the bezdin kofin hu l'kuli alma. This opinion of bezdin going and enforcing is according to everyone, afo de rishona. Even the first shita that was more machmir about the bnei chatzar going in ever, without the rishus of the bnei bias, right? Besides the more lenient sheet that we saw in the Mishabura from the Be'er Halacha, but even they would say that Bezdin, they can get involved to force the guy to give the bread. Sivkotan Yud Zayin, Bezdin can be Yordan on the Chasav, Osin Shituf, and they could force him to contribute to the Shitufe Mavuos. So now we get to the Ramah. So the Ramah ended the Sif and said, Mi She'enu Rogel La'ari, the person who doesn't normally contribute, the Erav in Bnei Achatzer, and he decided this time to join in, v'chazer me'iruv, and then he backed out. Says the Mishabur Yurches, Hainu, Sha'amar, he said, chozrani bi min ha'eriv, I'm out. I'm returning my das, I'm backing out of the eriv. V'eini rotzer la'ariv, I don't want to be part of the eriv. U'lishtatev odi mochem, I am out. I don't want to be part of the eriv, I don't want to join with you. So then, if he wants to rejoin, Ramah said, tzarech lachzor v'liskos. Says the Mishabura Yurches, the bottle eruvo v'shitufu hakodem, because he has nullified his eruv and his shita that he had done before. Av shadayin apas munach b'mekomo. Even though the bread is still there, he put the bread in the place. He just said, "I'm nullifying my eruv." So then he has to redo the eruv, even though it's still in its place. The al kain im yirtze lios od shutav imohim. Therefore, if he now wants to be again a shutav with them, tzarech lehishtatef mechadosh, he needs to rejoin the ayim be'alacha. The Be'er Halacha here does point out that although the Ramah says tzarech lachzor v'liskos, it's not talking about really being mezake, it just means he has to reinstate it. It's there already, he doesn't have to take it back and do anything. He just has to say, I want to be, again, part of the Erev, and it would work automatically. The Ramah ended off and said, aval im rogil arev, that is all discussing a person that's not normally part of this Erev. He punk decided to join, then he backed out, he wants to rejoin, so he just says he's going to rejoin, and he redoes it. But if he's rogil la'ariv, have a ruvo, have a iruba karcho. So then the Ramah said, it's against his will, he can't back out. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Chaf, have a iruba karcho, it's an iruba against his will. Rotzalomar she'eno yachol achzor levatel eruvo. If he's normally part of the eruv in this chatzar, and now he decides to back out, his backing out does not work. Ukidlel, we saw before, that what? Dehecha shul rogil la'ariv imahim. When he normally will contribute to their eriv, so boim b'nei achatzer v'not l'men about korcho. We just saw that if he normally contributes to the eriv, according to the second opinion, the b'nei achatzer can come in and take it against his will. So suddenly over here, where he already contributed, he can't just back out and say, I'm out. Kol shekein hocha, certainly over here, shapas far munach biyadam, where the bread is already in their hands. If they can go into his house and take the bread against his will, certainly once they have it, he can't just nullify it. The aflu de harishona de svirle, and even according to the first opinion of the mechaber that holds, to below das ishto ein bnei achatzir chol nikam menu balkorcho, that without the knowledge of his wife or other household members, the bnei achatzir can't go ahead and take balkorcho. Hocha kila, here it's more lenient. Why? Since they have the bread already in their hands, so even according to the more machmir shita, it will still be too late to back out, because l'maisa, the bread's there, you're locked into the chatzar, to the eriv, and you can't back out. That concludes Simon Shin Samach Zayin, and Mitzvah Shem, and next year, we'll begin the new Simon Shin Samach Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.